Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Wake Up Call. In case you missed it.
It was 1989. My thoughts were short. My hair was long.
Oh, boy. Kid Rock was caught on video lashing out at Oprah Winfrey in a vulgar rant while he was on stage at his big-ass honky-tonk rock and roll steakhouse in Nashville, Tennessee. Okay, so there's a lot of obscenities in this that we can't say on the radio. We've done our best to kind of clean up these clips, but just know that without hearing the words themselves unedited, maybe loses a little bit of its flavor.
I'm just an honest guy that says, hey, I'm like Oprah Winfrey or Troy Bayhart. Think it's sideways. Sorry, Mom.
Sorry, Mom.
You're racing something like weird.
All right, well, there was lots of F's in there.
Yes.
Especially toward Oprah. There was one to Kathy Lee Gifford. Not really sure where that came from. Joy Behar was in there.
It was him defending himself against racism.
It was so bad that he was described as blackout drunk that his own security people had to remove him from the stage.
So, okay, before you play the rest of that clip, okay, remember that these are people who paid to go to a Kid Rock honky-tonk throwdown, okay?
Yeah.
Listen to the girls videotaping at the end of this.
You call your people, I'll call mine.
They already know.
So I don't you think he actually meant Kathy Griffin?
Oh yeah, I guess that's a good way of putting it too.
Oh, poor Kathy Lee, she's been through enough. Now she yeah. got dragged through this. I guess it's weird. My favorite part about the whole thing, and it's something that I don't think most people would even clue into, but the drummer doesn't stop drumming.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Keeps going on.
The whole time. No one else in the band is playing anymore, but that drummer's just boom, ba, boom, boom, ba, boom, ba, just
oh
giving him a nice
God.
Drunken bed to talk underneath of. And for because it is kind of muffled, this is, I'm not going to swear, but this is the kind of stuff that he was saying. I'm 48. Now, remember, this is at his own show before his own security took him off. I'm 48, and I'm the guy that you want to be like, hey, I want Kid Rock on my side. I'm not the bad guy in the equation. I'm the effing guy you want, like, hey, he's pretty cool. Oprah Winfrey is like, hey, I'm going to get some white women to believe in this stuff. F her.
Oh, man.
The other thing, at one point he said, and people are going to tell me that I'm racist. And then he pauses and he goes, okay, fine.
Yeah, he wow. says that. I'm like, okay, fine.
All right, so here's a little bit of the history behind Kid Rock and his issue with Oprah. He tweeted out, quote, his people tried to get me to do the Oprah Winfrey show years ago, and her people wanted me to write down 5 reasons why I loved her and her show. I said, F that and her, end of story.
Mm.
Is that a requirement to be on Oprah?
Here's the thing, though. That I don't think necessarily is an indication of who Oprah is. I mean, the producers and management that celebrities have, oftentimes it seems like, can represent them in a way that maybe isn't true to who they are. Also, I am sure this is the same thing that's asked to every single person that's gone on Oprah, if they're a celebrity, and much bigger names than Chris Rock have managed. Kid Rock.
As I'm looking at the article that broke this story and then going down to the comments, they're great.
Oh, God.
Some of the comments, I'd say I hope that he gets help, but honestly, I don't care.
Okay.
there are a few more garbage human beings alive than Bob Ritchie. That's Kid Rock's name. He needs to have an intervention for both his drinking and his scumbaggery. I mean, they go on and on from there.
It does seem like, listen.
We're over Kid Rock, right?
Well, I think people have been over Kid Rock for...
I mean, when was that moment that you and I had at the gym?
We were at the gym.
We were at the gym once, and there was a music video that came on for some new Kid Rock song that you've never heard.
I don't think it was a new song.
It wasn't an old song. It was the first time I ever heard it, and he was at a stadium filled with people. And what did I say to you then?
You said, are people paying money to see Kid Rock or are people being paid to see Kid Rock?
I said, how do you get that many Kid Rock fans? There aren't that many Kid Rock fans. A stadium? And I stand by that.
Yeah.
Let's not forget that he got himself fired from his role as the Grand Marshal in last year's Nashville Christmas Parade.
What?
Yeah.
How? What did he do?
He got on TV and said Joy Behar's a B-word.
Oh, that's right. What? It does seem like he's very fixated on a few women in Hollywood.
Now, I saw this as a closing paragraph of the article I was reading about this. Kid Rock's big-ass honky-tonk rock and roll steakhouse.
Wait, is this his own?
Yes.
Hold on a second. This is his restaurant.
Yes.
So it wasn't just like his security people that go around with him took him off the stage. It is the security at his restaurant.
Yes.
God, that makes this so much more delicious.
Apparently, the restaurant, the steakhouse, faced some controversy in January after a huge neon sign showing a facsimile of a woman's buttocks was installed at the premises. Nashville City Council ultimately allowed him to keep the sign, despite strong opposition from some members who felt the image would leave tourists with a vulgar impression of the city.
No, Kid Rock leaves tourists with a negative impression of the city.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.